Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jazz, the host of Urban Therapy. I have a special guest, Nino.
What's up?
So today's episode title is called Independence by Webby. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? She got her own house. She got her own car. Two jobs. Work hard.
You a bad bro.
I used to love that song. I used to get my voicemail. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. But basically, we were having a conversation just now. What sparked it was this whole TV Jakes viral video that's been going on. And it's crazy. I saw the video because one of my mentors, shout out to Jackie, she posted it on her page. I'm not going to say too much about, like, you know, what she was talking about. But basically, what I gained from it, from, like, the people that were commenting on her post, was basically saying that they didn't really agree with TD Jakes was saying. And that they felt like that he was basically saying that, oh, like, why... Basically, they were confused, saying, like, oh, why do we as successful black women... Because the people that were commenting on her status were black women. Why do we as successful black women, why do we have to, you know, dim our light for our man to feel superior, to feel like he needs to shine? And I was reading the comments, and I watched the video, and I didn't really get that from the video. I mean, he did talk about corporate ladder and stuff. I get where they kind of stemmed off from that statement. But what I got from the video, Vincent, is basically, like, it's okay to submit to your man and leave space for him to be a man. Like, you ain't gotta down him and
listen. You said the whole time.
I mean, that's what I got from the video.
That's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, like,
that's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Leave space to be a man. Like, I know that me personally, what I'm working on, what I've made a mistake in some of my past relationships is that, you know, well, it's not really a mistake. Well, I wasn't really dating men that were trying to be a man. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But I noticed that I will always be, like, the person, you know, like if we, I don't know, like, if we go out to dinner or whatever, right? I gotta plan stuff out. Like me, I want you, like, you know, like, you choose where we're going to dinner. Why I gotta be on me? Something simple like that, you know? Like, I mean, like, little things,
to
like,
be, to be fair,
if we're going on a trip,
they wanna eat.
I know I want to eat. I know I want to eat, and I'm open to stuff. But anyways, right. Like, if we're on the trip, like, let's figure out what, like, you plan some stuff. Like, take lead a little. That's what I'm looking for.
I feel that.
Take lead. And that's why the previous guy, like, I was dating or dating, whatever you want to call it, was, is, whatever. One thing that I really like about him, regardless of the things I do not like about him, is I can say that he can lead. And I think that's what a lot of men are missing, but in the same breath, I feel like women aren't really allowing them to lead.
Right.
If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... And women, let your men lead. Like, it's so, like, just refreshing, like, just to let him lead. Honestly, but you gotta trust him to lead, too.
You gotta trust him to lead. That's big.
You do. So, go ahead, Miss. What are you saying about TD Jakes' video?
Oh, dang. This is a lot with that. I think... But one of the biggest things is that you hit it on the head was that leaving room for men to be men, or leaving room for us to lead. Like, so what a lot of people, so we talk about social dynamics. That's what we're calling the discussion between men and women nowadays. The gender roles and social dynamics and stuff like that, that has been a big thing in discussion for a while, especially with the rise of what we call today the modern women. And the reason why we say it's the modern women is because the mindset of women today is completely different from the mindset of women back in the day.
That's real.
But what's crazy is that the mindset of men, for the most part, has not changed too much.
Mm.
So how men operate and do things is like, regardless of the fact of what they were like when they're young, whatever, a lot of men start to get more into, like, traditional ways as they get older. And you would find that out more so, like, you know, as you go on in life. But the reality situation is that we find ourselves in situations. I know I've been in situations or relationships where I wasn't allowed to lead, or not allowed to lead, but it seems like I had to fight to get to lead. You know what I'm saying? I had to fight to so it'll be crazy that I can't, like, you don't want to give me any explanation when you need something, I'm asking you questions and stuff like that. But, and you're just like, you don't want no questions. Right. But when I'm telling you I need you to do something and to not question it, it takes you 5 million years to accept that, and about 50 questions later. You know what I'm saying? Of course I'm exaggerating. But I mean, like, yo, there be some situations where niggas need you men need you to just listen and move on, because you don't know if it's for your safety, because you don't know if it's for whatever else. Like I've seen a couple situations is that, like, why are you arguing with me? We could have been shot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I say duck, just duck. Don't ask me why you got to duck, where you got to duck.
Oh, gosh.
Just duck. Like, you know what I'm saying? or if there are men around, whatever, and, like, you and like, you know what I'm saying? And I understand you a lit, so you're not aware of what the hell you doing or what you got going on. If I'm pulling you out the way, it's for a reason. It's not because of anything else. So the reality situation is that, like, we got a lot of men who want to have the chance to lead but don't know how to lead. And then we have a lot of women who are, number one, they used to say moms probably most so for the most part being head of the household. And then,
because nowadays women are making more than men,
Nowadays the average woman is making more than the average man. Mm-hmm. There's still the discussion of the pay gap, but that's really only because you got men who are choosing more high paying jobs than women are, and that's because men like to work material things, which tend to add to danger. The more dangerous the job is, the more money they're going to pay. That's how it works. Whereas you're not going to get the same pay as you're not going to get engineer pay being being a nurse dealing with kids or anything else, because those nurturing type of roles are as it is, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's like right there. But T.D. Jakes was, I feel like he was really right, and he was hitting the nail, the head on the coffin. He's he was saying, I understand you got your own house, your own car, you got all this, like, in real, like the independent song, she got her own house, she got her own car.
Yeah. Two jobs, work hard. She a bad bro.
In reality, ladies, men are not looking. Men do not care if you got your own place.
But women do. That's interesting.
Women.
Well, women, we. Wow.
But to see, this is the thing.
A man would accept a woman that still live with her mama than a woman accepting a man that still live with his mama. That's interesting.
The reason why is because women. All right, so women build themselves. It's weird. That's what it is. All right, so women build themselves in a way of what they want in a man. Okay. And they think that's what men want in women. Because all you hear stuff, well, I got this, I got money, I got car. We don't give a damn about your money on the real. Because, like, I mean, if you find a man that actually cares about your money and how much, like, you're making, and
probably like a celebrity or something,
and is trying to get a part of it. Like, if y'all not working in business together, you need to drop it. You don't need to be known about your money like that. That's number one. But number two is that if he's not actually trying to help you expand the shit and all that other stuff, and he's like just wanting to know what you got and can take from what you got yourself more so a leash in that aspect. But in reality, we do not care if you got a high paying ass job, if you got how many degrees, if you got how many cars, or what you do for yourself. That's regular adult shit.
Some men do, y'all. I will say this. I'm gonna cut you off right quick. A red flag that I've noticed, if a man tell you that you're dating or whatever, and he's like if he comes to your place, or like if y'all out to eat or something, he's like, oh, you big money, that's an insecurity. Nip that shit in the bud. Like, to me, that Vince is shaking his head. Yes, like men like that, you gotta watch after. But that's not what Vince is talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, so
that's the leech he was talking about.
That's the leech. That's the leech, most definitely. So, like, Those are people, like, you don't need somebody that watch your pockets. But in that aspect, like, we don't care about all that stuff. Just like you were saying, like, a million dollar man will pick up a coffee barista or whatever, mm-hmm. however you say it, from Starbucks before he go pick up that girl who got, like, six figures and $1 million. Because mm-hmm. that's the fact of the matter is that in order for, the reason why he was, TV Jakes talked about the corporate ladder. It's because studies have shown in order for women to climb the corporate ladder, they have to take on more masculine traits. Mm. We don't get with women because we want to deal with a man in a female body.
I'm done. We're going to turn this off on that note.
Hold on. Shout out to all my trans people out there. I did not mean no shade, no words, no type of that.
Okay.
But the reality of the situation is that if you are a heterosexual male and you're looking for something in a woman, what you like, the femininity, the beauty, the peace. Like, that's the stuff that we're chasing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not chasing your materialistic things. Women tend to chase more materialistic things than men. We work with materials, but we don't give a fuck about materials.
Really. Mm.
So, like, because literally, that Louis belt, if he's really on the shit, that Louis belt, that Versace,
mm-hmm.
and all that other stuff, like, what you call it? If a man is out here and he got, like, all this, like, Gucci, Louis, all that other stuff,
yeah.
that's what you call peacocking.
What do you mean?
I want, when a peacock is trying to, like, mate,
they spread their feathers. Yeah, that is right.
So
yeah.
it's called peacock. You trying to show out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas, like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I respect certain artists. Like, you might have, like, one chain and, like, they don't have, like, a whole bunch of jewelry. But you know they got money because they out here like that.
That's deep, Vincent.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's it called? Like,
people, yeah, Jay-Z don't wear all that stuff.
Jay-Z do not wear all that stuff. Jay-Z might have wore, like, one or two chains when he was younger. Whatever,
yeah.
but like after a while, Jay-Z started moving. Like,
did he even wear jewelry?
Not anymore. Not like that. He doesn't even talk about jewelry no more.
That's deep.
Like,
that was just, you know, y'all know Jay-Z got money. That's what we're right. like. You we're saying people like, who got money.
Like same thing with J. Cole. J. Cole not wearing big ass chains. Neither is Kendrick.
He
Lamar.
Ain't wearing name brand stuff, is he?
He's not. But J. Cole runs a whole label, got two different properties, and drives back and forth between North Carolina and Atlanta.
Wow.
Like that. Like. J. Cole, like, be on his shit.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter, if you could rent out Outkast's studio
mm-hmm.
for, like, however long
mm-hmm.
and have a full crew of engineers, that mm-hmm. takes a lot of money.
That does.
That takes a lot of money. And he rented out for a couple of days.
Wow.
That takes a lot. That's how they had the Dreamville album. Like, that's crazy. But going back to the point being,
mm-hmm.
Is that, like, when it comes to all of that, what are you going to do for us to provide, like, you know, the things that we're looking for? And a lot of women, I think, don't really know what men are really looking for. They just have the idea. Because media is telling you we want a woman with a fake ass and fake titties.
That y'all want basically sex.
Yeah.
That sex sells type thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm like, at the end of the day, she's like, yeah, because that's all y'all want, da-da-da-da. I'm like, no, y'all got to understand marketing. Marketing plays to your emotions.
Yes.
Marketing.
Come on, say that again, Vince.
Marketing plays to your emotions.
Yes.
The reason why you feel like you need this bag is because this girl got this bag and you want that bag too.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you feel like you need to look like that and you need to get a BBL is because niggas is, like, first of all, I feel like if you feel like the reason why you need a BBL is because, is because you're not getting the attention you would want
mm-hmm.
from the BBL, you got some things to work out.
Vincent, I'm done.
You do.
I can't.
Look, I'm doing my best.
When do you think is the only time to get a BBL?
I don't think there's any
attention. I was really trying to think. Like,
because the thing is, it's now over a heart disease. It's most dangerous surgery.
The guy I was talking to, where his sister, she's younger than us. She's like, I don't want to say her wrong age. But anyway, she's in her early 20s. Flew out to Miami, got a BBL for like $4,000 or $5,000. I said, and you know, she didn't tell her parents. Only person that knows is him, you know, her brother. And I said, your sister got to see any pictures of her sister. I said, your sister is cute. She's beautiful. I said, why? She's young. She's going to have to bear kids and stuff. Why is she going to do that to her body now?
Look,
she's a black woman. She got curves and stuff. What are you doing?
By the way, women, if you are under the age of 23, do not do anything to your body.
Body.
Your body going, by the time you 25, you'd be right. I promise.
I'm telling you. That's real, though.
I promise. Like, I don't know what it is. Around that age, it just starts to fill out. 25, you know what I'm saying?
26. Like, yeah, 25, like the 26. Later mid, yeah, 20s. Like, that's real.
Because 30 is when women are technically in their prime. Mm,
you always told me that. Yeah.
So, y'all got time. And I understand, like, you know, everybody got their little biological clock. Women got the biological clock thing going on. But, like, that's not even nothing to, like, if you obsess around the wrong things, you're going to forever delay your time.
Say that again, Vincent.
If you obsess around the wrong things, you can forever delay your time.
That's real.
I was just watching something with Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx was talking about how he was playing with Ray Charles. And Ray Charles got him because he playing the wrong note. He's like, man, why you play the wrong note? You know, why you do that? He's like, I'm sorry, I was trying to catch up with you. He's like, take your time playing the right notes. That's what life is. Taking our time to play the right notes. Mm. So we don't have to go back again. I was like, that's some real stuff. And like the reality situation is that the choices that you make and what you have going on, that is found. So what TD Jakes was talking about is that, yes, you got your own car, yes, you got your own crib and all that stuff. But the higher you climb up the corporate ladder, the more masculine traits you tend to pick up. And the fact that matters is that it makes it harder for you to submit to the man that you're with. And if it makes it harder for you to submit for the man that you're with, you're leaving no room for your man to lead, and you're leaving no room for your man to be a man. And when it comes to that aspect and that purpose, then you're going to end up pushing him away. That's when you might find him cheating, or that's when you might find them leaving you.
Trust Mike.
and
we're not saying that's okay to cheat and leave.
It's not okay to take the cheat and leave, but the reality of the situation is that I know I've definitely felt that. Like, I've been in relationships where I felt like, and I feel like it's in both parts, because as someone who, I didn't always have a father figure, so of course I don't always know what to do in that relationship aspect, because I've never seen what a man is supposed to do in those aspects. It's all trial and error and learning. I'm picking shit up just by, like, watching, learning, and, like, you know, trial and error.
You're doing a good job, Vincent.
I'm trying.
But shout out to him.
But, like, yeah, so, like, the reality situation is that, yes, there are certain things that men, especially men nowadays, we don't know, we don't understand, because our mindset may be a little bit different from the men before us. Mm-hmm. But, like, the reality situation is that, like, yeah, we might do, there might be some things that might turn off for a woman's attraction or whatever. But at the same time, if we're all adults and we're all holding accountability, it's the same thing on this. I can't come and, like, you know, make, like, just like I, you won't be able to make a house a home if I don't leave room for you to make a house a home.
That's, you know, deep. That's deep. I don't know if that went over y'all heads, but that was deep.
Right. Cause
if he got all this furniture, everything, like, in his home and stuff, how are you supposed to move?
Right.
I gotta get
rid of
closet
all that.
Space. Ain't no.
You know what I'm saying? You can't. Like, if there's no space for you in my life now, or whatever, then I cannot accurately bring you into it. Just like with men, if we don't have time for you because of our business and what we got going on, that just might not be the right time for that man to be in a relationship. So do not chase that man with that relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If he'll make time if he wants to really, like, fuck with you. But if it's if it's his business, let him be on his business.
That stuff, yeah.
But, like,
and what's meant to be will be. I'm a strong believer in that. But go ahead.
most definitely. But, like, but yeah, now I might have to go after this.
Okay.
But, most definitely. Like, what TD Jakes was saying was that you gotta leave room for people to still be people. Because at the end of the day, our fundamental nature, regardless of what people like, you can't put gender roles on this or define this like that. It's crazy how, and side note, it's crazy how people who want to define themselves a certain way don't want to define what it means to be what they are.
Okay, I'm done. They don't want to talk about that, Vincent.
That's a whole different story.
Oh, my gosh, that is deep.
That is deep. That's a whole different story. Because how is being a woman is an umbrella term, but at the same time, you're defining yourself as a woman. Because it's a definition. You don't define something to make it vague. You define something to specify. That's a whole nother conversation.
I'm about to get my mentor on that conversation. I'm gonna have to, but go ahead.
But yeah, so you gotta leave. So regardless of that aspect, men still have the innate nature of protecting, providing, leading. For the most part, women. I said, for the most part, women are more so nurturers, advisors. They, like, women got intuition and they got vision like a motherfucker.
They
and
do.
Like, but that makes them, And a lot of people, and some might say this is old school, this is, you're wrong. But in a lot of cases, that makes you more beneficial in the supporting role than it does in the leading role. Because in the leading role, at the end of the day, because my thing is that you're not going to have me, like, you know, follow you. You're not going to have me, like, you know, try to listen to what you say as a man. And then, like, if somebody comes to break in the home, I'm the first line of defense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, you can't play Queen Bee. Otherwise, that man might as well be your servant. A man does not want to be a servant. He wants to be of service to you, but not a servant.
Fence.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
but of service to you.
Of service, but not a servant. Just like you would want to be of service, but not a servant. On those remarks, women, if you want to really change the aspect of life when it comes to it, I say in general, and this is men too, on both sides, you both need to be looking at what you're doing and then asking yourself, especially if you're heterosexual. I can't speak too much on relationships outside of heterosexual relationships, but if you want to make things right, if you know that your man is more of a man, is more of a masculine, or would want him to be more masculine, think about what you're doing yourself that could allow him to be more masculine, allow him to be more. I'm trying to tell you, just a simple thing. If I'm laid up with a woman I care about, or whatever, she got her hand on my chest, she laying on my chest, and like I'm like, you know, laid back, cooling, or whatever, that makes me feel like a king. That puts a man inside his spirits to be masculine. Sometimes that you want peace. Like that type of stuff right there is like it will bring the masculinity out your man more so. I hear all the time women talk about, oh, a man gotta be this type of man in order to submit. Y'all gotta be the type of person for each other, for both of y'all to have the best out of each other.
Amen. Like, It takes two.
I'll accept on my hat.
I can't be your piece if you out here dogging me out now and cheating now.
Right.
You get something. Yeah, it works both ways.
Right. Like, just like if I got your head going all over the place, I'm not doing right by you. If you're not giving me the space or capacity to be who I need to be, then I'm not going to be able to actually function on being this type of world and environment with you. So at the end of the day, women, what are you doing to be your most feminine? And men, what are you doing to be your most masculine? And if y'all could figure that out, we might have a better chance at continuing life and relationships.
Oh, gosh. Listen, that's a whole other story for another day. But y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow, like, and subscribe. You know, everything's linked to my Instagram on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Thank you so much, Vincent, for tuning in again, being a guest star, co-host, whatever. No, yeah, you'll be hearing from him a lot, y'all. But remember, that's right. Don't avoid the subject, honey.